Time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's Christopher Arns.
Hey, Steve.
Christopher is the Business Journal's managing editor for digital news. A huge story this week was Governor Jerry Brown signing historic legislation raising the state's minimum wage from $10 to $15 over the next 7 years. There's been a lot of attention focused on how the new rule will affect California's lower-paid workers, but another group of workers will also see a pretty big salary bump under the law.
The new law has a major side effect because it indirectly sets a new minimum wage of roughly $62,000 per year for salaried employees. So in other words, workers who don't get paid by the hour and don't get paid overtime. This is because under existing California law, employees that are exempt from overtime must earn double the minimum wage. So any changes to the minimum wage also change the minimum pay for salaried employees. Now, there are a few exceptions. Public workers and certain professionals, such as computer software employees, drivers, student nurses, airline employees, and a few others don't qualify. And white-collar workers that get paid hourly, such as paralegals and receptionists, also wouldn't fall under this rule.
So overtime-exempt salaried employees are making out pretty well.
You know, they really are, although this change isn't immediate. The new law gradually raises the minimum wage until 2022, when future changes will be tied to inflation. That means that white-collar minimum wage, if you know you want to call it that, will also go up gradually. But it does amount to about a $20,000 per year raise from the current level if you're an exempt employee.
What do businesses say?
Business advocates seem like they're in shock over the whole thing. The minimum wage bill basically passed in less than a week, and business groups said, you know, they didn't really get to talk to lawmakers about this effect on white-collar pay. They say the law might force them to pay more white-collar workers by the hour instead of on a yearly salary, although it's really way too soon to know if that will actually happen.
In downtown Sacramento, the former Pyramid Ale House on K Street is coming back to life. What's happening there?
A local development company is remodeling the building into an event center, retail space, and upscale apartments. This building has been vacant since 2013 when Pyramid closed.
And this is a pretty old building, right?
Yeah, it actually has a pretty interesting history. It was built in 1911 as a grocery and butcher shop with apartments up top. So the current developers want to include some of the original features from these apartments, like vintage banisters and window trim. The developers still don't have a tenant to take over the huge former brewery space on the first floor, but they're hoping a restaurant will take the space. This is notable because we're going to start to see more of these adaptive reuse projects along K Street, where there are a lot of historic buildings and where developers are converting them into housing and retail. Really, it's all about the changes happening downtown as the new arena gets built.
What's this about a huge shopping center and development plan for South Sacramento?
There's a real estate investment company that's confirming a list of roughly 30 retailers and restaurants for the Delta Shores project at I-5 and Cosumnes Boulevard. This is a master planned mixed-use development covering 800 acres, and it's expected to include 1.3 million square feet of commercial space and include thousands of residential units. The company building Delta Shores has posted a list of tenants that includes retailers like RC Willie, Walmart, PetSmart, Ross, and Dick's Sporting Goods, and chain restaurants like Pyology, Chipotle, and In-N-Out. And there's also a Regal Cinema planned. We knew they were going to have a theater. We just didn't know what company was going to be the brand on the theater. The list appears to have been posted pretty recently within the last couple of weeks. And this is really significant because we had an idea about some of these tenants maybe coming, but this is really the first time the company has kind of sort of officially confirmed anything about these companies coming.
That's Christopher Arns with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Steve.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.